Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles lessons to improve your game and win more matches while getting to know some of the top doubles players and coaches on the planet. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my weekly strategy newsletter, and my website all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, consider becoming a Tennis Tribe member to go even deeper and take your doubles IQ to the next level. Members get access to premium podcast episodes, weekly video lessons, monthly strategy webinars, courses, ebooks, gear discounts, and a lot more. Go to thetennistribe.com/memberships to see all the benefits and sign up. Here's today's episode. The 2025 Dallas Open kicks off this weekend, and it begins on Saturday, February 1st, with the annual Women's Tennis Classic, where they have Martina Hingis and Kim Clijsters playing on Saturday night. So if you're in the Dallas or the Texas area and can attend, this is a really, really great event and great tournament overall that's going to be running through next week. In this episode, I have the tournament director of the Dallas Open, Peter Lebedev's on. And this is the fourth year in a row that I've had Peter on to kind of preview the tournament. And the reason I do this is, one, I know Peter from my childhood growing up in Memphis, where he ran the Memphis Open. And I was a ball kid for that when I was a younger junior player. But two, this is a tournament that's close to home. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, so I go to this tournament every year. And this year, it's upgraded from a 250 to a 500 tournament, so the lineup is even better. They're going to have bigger names. They're going to have higher-ranked players on both the singles and doubles side. And I looked at the doubles lineup, and you can hear in my voice when I start talking to Peter in this episode how excited I am for it. There are multiple Grand Slam champions. There's tons of top American talents in the doubles lineup, as well as the singles field. They've got Casper Ruud in the singles field, Taylor Fritz, Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, Ben Shelton. Ben Shelton is also planning on playing doubles as well. And then Austin Krajicek and Rajiv Ram will be there, as well as Nate Lammens and Jackson Withrow, two All-American doubles teams. So it's going to be really fun to attend. And then also really fun to watch. It'll be on Tennis Channel as well as Tennis TV if you want to stream the doubles matches. But in this conversation with Peter, we talk about the differences between the past several years where they've held the tournament at SMU in Dallas near downtown, and now they're moving up north to Frisco at the Dallas Cowboys practice facility. So it's going to be a bigger stadium, probably a little bit nicer venue, more space. There's a lot of shopping and restaurants in the area, so we talk a little bit about that. You'll learn a little bit about how Peter goes about recruiting players for his tournament. That's right, as a tournament director, you actually have to recruit professional tennis players. We talk about the venue change, what the fans can expect, as well as competing with the Super Bowl a little bit, because the finals on Sunday does compete with the Super Bowl every year, which makes it tough to maintain a crowd through the weekend, or at least on Sunday. So we talk about all of that and more. So enjoy this brief conversation with the tournament director of the ATP 500 Dallas Open, Peter Lebedevs. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It is that time of the year for the Dallas Open. So as always, for the first several years and now upgrading to a 500, we have the tournament director on, Peter Lebedevs. Peter, welcome back.
Hey, good to see you, Will, mate.
So big upgrades this year for the Dallas Open. You just sent me the doubles lineup and I am freaking pumped for this lineup. It is a massive upgrade from previous years, and that should be expected, it being a 500 tournament. But I mean, this is a really, really great lineup. So The first question I want to start with before we get to that, though, is typically we do this in either December or early January. Right now it is January 24th, and your tournament starts in basically less than a week. Are you the busiest person in tennis right now?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm sure not, but we're pretty busy. Our crew just started building the venue out on Wednesday, and it is going two crews, 12-hour shifts, 24/7 for the next 8 days to get this built and finished in time. So, there's 100 questions going on. It's not. I'm busy with answering questions more than anything else, and I had a player reach out saying, hey, are these the kind of balls we're using? Because I'm using these in my practice session, So everything from, do we have the tunnel right under the building to what tennis balls we're using with a player? So it's more answering questions right now, but I'm sure the guys in Rotterdam are the same way, and Delray's not far behind us with their busy schedule either. But it's fun. I mean, you get into this business to have these weeks and have this lead up. So it's all good.
Awesome. So let's go through the lineup, and then we'll talk about some of the actual kind of tournament changes, upgrading from a 250 to 500. So the very first line item here is Ben Shelton and Horacio Zeballos, which caught me by surprise. I guess Marcel Grenoyer's, his typical partner, might be injured or something. But to see Ben Shelton playing the doubles again is exciting. He played last year and made the semifinals. And then if we go on down the list, we can't go through all these names, but we've got multiple Grand Slam champions. We have two All-American teams this year, Jackson Withrow and Nate Lammens, who are both local to the Austin and Dallas areas, respectively. Austin Krajicek.
Former champions, yep.
Former champions, exactly. Austin Krajicek lives in the Dallas area. Rajiv Ram is who he's playing with. Jamie Murray will be there. He is, I think, a former finalist there in Dallas.
Jamie played with the New Zealand guy, Michael Venus, I think, and they won it. Jackson were up 6-1, 4-2 or something, a break, and then all of a sudden the live Hawkeye went down.
Oh, that's right.
And that 12-minute break changed everything, as we all know. A break in tennis of time. Some people might talk about the Sinner match the other day at the Australian Open. That changes everything, and then those guys came back and won it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got Joe Salisbury and Neil Skubsky, both Grand Slam champions, and more. So this is a really, really stacked lineup. One thing I'm curious about, and I know upgrading from 250 to 500 helps, and then during the season, as a tournament director, you're having to I shouldn't say having to, but you do keep in touch with the players to sort of recruit, I guess, a little bit and try to bring players into your 100%, tournament.
100%. As a brand new tournament, they'll see a 500 in Dallas and, like anything, oh, it's new. Is it going to be any good? Do I want to go there? Now, a lot of the